AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Google is in trouble in Europe. Our Matt Small on what the problem is.
An official with the European Union is filing an antitrust complaint alleging Google has been abusing its dominance in internet searches. The EU's competition commissioner says she's concerned that Google has given an unfair advantage to its own comparison shopping service. An additional antitrust probe into its Android operating system will see whether the internet giant relies on anti-competitive deals and abuses its dominant position in Europe's mobile market. Google, which so far hasn't publicly responded to these charges, says its mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful to everyone. I'm Matt Small.
Shootout in Miami. A taxi driver armed with an assault rifle opened fire on a police officer, they say, then stole the officer's cruiser, leading police on a dramatic car chase before the taxi driver was shot and wounded. Two bystanders were injured as well. This man saw the whole thing.
Gunshots. They sound like grenades. They sound like bombs going off.
He talked to WSVN-TV. Police say a passing motorist used his van to protect the police officer from gunfire while the suspect fired his assault rifle. They say that motorist put his life on the line to save the officer. No word on the suspect's condition this morning. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's still confident that the U.S. can reach a nuclear deal with Iran. President Obama has agreed to sign legislation giving Congress the right to say no to any agreement if it chooses to. Kerry's in Germany attending a Group of Seven meeting. Legislation empowering Congress to say no to a deal is expected to sail through both houses of Congress. There'll be a moment of silence in Boston at 2:49 this afternoon to mark the moment 2 years ago of the Boston Marathon bombings. This is AP Radio News. Zit. That sound you hear is New Jersey governor and Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie touching the third rail of politics, Social Security. He wants to increase the retirement age to 69 and reduce Social Security benefits for future retirees who earn more than $80,000 a year.
If you can afford to pay more for your health benefits, you should. And if you can't, you shouldn't. It's fairness for seniors who need it, and fairness to middle-class, tax-paying Americans who are paying the tab for that difference.
He says his plan will cut deficits by $1 trillion over a decade. The president says he'll be proud to sign a bill that changes how Medicare pays doctors for treating the elderly. The bill Congress passed last night prevents pay cuts to doctors that would have taken effect today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.